Welcome back to Matt Flynn Directed, Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. There was a prosecution filed the other day, yesterday, in the Bowling Green killing of that hazing victim, 20-year-old hazing victim for a fraternity. And it was, I'm glad they did it. Eight people have been indicted. Eight people. The people that forced him to drink a full bottle of liquor, hard liquor. And he died. Good looking kid, smart kid, whole life ahead of him. He called his mother the day before and said there was a drinking thing. She said, you better not do it. It sounds stupid. He said, I don't want to do it. But they made him drink a whole bottle of hard liquor and he died. This is Phi Kappa Alpha fraternity. It's been permanently kicked off the campus at Bowling Green. That isn't enough. That isn't enough. The eight people, and there may be more, who are behind this, are going to get jail time, felony jail time. They're going to be tarred for the rest of their life. They're going to find it very difficult to get involved, for instance, in politics. They're going to find it very difficult to get jobs with big companies. They're not going to be able to vote in many states, most states. They're going to be felons. And this isn't a good thing either. These are all guys that were in college. It's not enough to throw a fraternity off campus. In my opinion, there should be legislation, and it should be federal legislation, because there's some states that won't go along with this. But you need a majority of the Congress to outlaw physical hazing. Outlaw it in colleges, outlaw it in clubs, outlaw it at the at West Point, Annapolis, the Air Force Academy. They've already gotten it under control in those places. But this business of forcing people, there was one in a college down in Florida where what they would do is the guy would have to run through a gauntlet and be hit by people and punched and hit with a stick, and they beat him to death. And those people were convicted. There's no reason for this. There's absolutely no reason for this, for physical hazing. There's no reason for it. It involves death or real injury. You know, you have a couple of mixed drinks. You're feeling pretty good. How about drinking straight up the whole bottle of gin, the whole bottle of whiskey, and your liver shuts down, you shut down, and that's it. It's not enough to put Phi Kappa Alpha off the campus permanently. It exists elsewhere. Bar it from the university. So what? A lot of these kids will just do it as a private affiliation. But here's what the federal government can do. You cannot leave it up to a lot of these Republican states. Here's what the federal government can do. They can say any university that gets federal money, which is every university, practically every university, or any of whose students get federally backed loans, you know, Pell Grants, anything of that nature, must prohibit hazing that's physical or somehow demeaning in terms of, you know, racial or anything else. And that is a requirement. And people are prohibited from doing it, and it's a criminal offense. And it doesn't matter whether it's on campus or off campus. Students have got to be told that if you supposedly belong to even an off-campus group, you think you have a First Amendment right to associate with whom you want, which you do, but you don't have an First Amendment right to kill anybody, to hit anybody, to do any of this physical stuff. And if you're caught doing it, you're going to be expelled. That message has to go out. These kids die all the time. He's not the only guy that died. There are fewer now because people are pushing back. Bowling Green, terrific kid. The day before, he said, Mom, I really don't want to do this. She said, well, then don't do it. sounds stupid to me. He said, well, but this is a big deal for eternity. I want to be part of it. And he died. He's dead. There you have it. Bowling Green. Bowling Green. Eight people. Eight lives lost. There may be more, too. But eight lives lost. And all because they killed the guy. They flat out killed the guy. The mother said it was murder. You give a kid a bottle, you may, in a short period of time, make him drink a bottle of liquor, laugh at him, egg him on. You're going to prison with a felony. That's the end of your life. That's the end of your life. We have some very, very good news. A Wisconsin judge yesterday prohibits Voss and the Republicans from hiring private counsel at taxpayer expense for redistricting because there's no lawsuit. That is huge news. Remember, Voss signed a contract with the Consovoy firm out of Boston, minimum of $30,000 a month. That's $1,000 a day, minimum of $1,000 a day. Cap of $975,000 for the year. That comes out to more like $90,000 a month. And even that, it said, subject to adjustment, which is a sneaky way of saying we'll end up giving him at least $3.5 million, because that's what we gave him in 2011, or the guys that we hired back then. And the local bell firm, they were going to pay $375 an hour. Judge says, no way. There's no lawsuit. You're just using taxpayer money to do your own dirty work as Republicans, or he said the same as Democrats. Now, there's nothing to stop Richard Eline, the donor from Illinois, who gave, I think, over $70 million in the last couple of years to Republican causes. He could fund that out of pocket change. He could fund that out of, you know, that's spare change under the seat of his car. He could do it. Diane Hendricks from Beloit could do it. She's been pumping money into all these Republicans. But no, they want it to be Wisconsin taxpayers. Wisconsin taxpayers, Consovoy firm, Boston. Maximum of 975 over the next 12 months. That's about 900. That's about 90 grand a month. They say a minimum of 30. They just tap Consovoy's bank account into the veins of the Wisconsin taxpayer, and out it goes. 375 an hour for the local council. All they do is they look something over and sign it. 375 an hour. Judge says, no way. No way. There's no lawsuit right now. You're just doing this for planning purposes. You're doing it for planning purposes. That is huge. Now, what's the remedy here? The remedy is the Republicans are going to try to go to the Wisconsin Supreme Court directly. My expectation is it's very possible the Wisconsin Supreme Court will say, no, we're not letting you just skip right to us. You got to go through the Court of Appeals. The Court of Appeals for the second district, which is where it would go, I think it's the second district. It's number two. It's the one over in Dane County. I find it difficult to believe they'll overturn this. But in a sneaky way, what the Republicans could do is the one thing that's immediately appealable without a lot of time involved are denials of injunctions or injunctions. This is an injunction. The judge enjoined those contracts. They could go tomorrow to the Court of Appeals. Court of Appeals could deny it, and then the next day they could go up to the Supreme Court. Supreme Court then has the decision, are we going to let this go fast track to us or not? My suspicion is if Brian Hagedorn or Pat Rogensack look at this thing, it's very possible they'll say no. Let's see this thing develop. Now, when it comes time to litigation, they are going to hire these people. And the fact is, the attorney general is supposed, we hire the attorney general. We pay him a lot of money. We pay all these people. Why aren't we using the attorney general? Why aren't we using him? Good news from a judge, Republicans enjoined. Going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.